And welcome to PMP Network. That's right. I've got with me Stewie Griffin from Family Guy. You can see him, of course, on Fox Network. And Stewie, you must be really excited to be back on the air.
Absolutely. I can't wait for the royalty checks to start pouring in. I'm going to get me a big wheel and a hungry hippos and some weapons-grade plutonium. And I'm going to see how much Pam Anderson charges for a personal breastfeeding. I figure there's got to be at least just a quart of moo juice in each of those bad boys.
What about the season premiere? Any inside scoop for us here at PFP Network?
Well, I pee in Brian's face, I get to spank Chris, and Lois and the Fat Man have sex on George Washington's face. It's an extravaganza.
It certainly sounds like it. I understand there's going to be a lot of guest stars this season on the Family Guy. Tell us a little bit about some of the guest stars on the Family Guy.
Oh, absolutely. We have Robert Downey Jr., terribly talented young man. James Woods, he was a hoot. Drew Barrymore, she's come a long way from E.T., I can tell you that. And Jessica Biel, who's come a long way from Seventh Heaven, if you know what I mean. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Oh, yeah. No, we totally hit out. It was an above-the-waist party, and my hand was the guest of honor. No, not really. We didn't really do that. But one of our animators drew a picture of her in a bikini, and we passed it around the office. It was classic.
I'm sure it was. What else is going on this year on Family Guy on the Fox channel?
Well, let's see. The Fat Man finds out he's legally retarded. Meg is deflowered by a well-known celebrity. I won't tell you which one. You'll have to watch. And Brian and I take a cross-country trip with Quagmire and his Winnebago. Yeah, you get it? It's because he has intercourse in it with dirty cocktail waitresses and post-op transsexuals. I swear, by the time we hit Wyoming, that thing smelled like a rolling slaughterhouse.
Now, do you think he'll actually ever kill Lois? I hope not, but what do you think?
Well, how about this? We'll do this again next year, and if Lois is still alive, I bill you a root beer.
What about taking over the world? I know that's really been your plan. In fact, for all those who watched The Family Guy, Stewie is, he wants to take it over. What about it? Is it coming? Should we prepare for it?
Oh, it's right up there on my to-do list. Kill Lois, take over the world, buy Mark Anthony's new album.
I don't know about that. But last season, you flew a spaceship through Peter's gonads. Any trips of the family members' bodies planned for this season, Stewie?
Oh, I do tell you, once you've seen the Fat Man's colon, you never want to be inside another body again. The place looks like the trash compactor from Star Wars. But I can say that Bertram, my sperm brother, may be making another appearance.
Oh, that's something we can all look forward to. Any thoughts on what you want to be when you grow up? A doctor, lawyer, maybe a vicious dictator?
Well, I'm no fool. I know most child actors end up drug addicts or TV evangelists. But I think I'd try my hand at phrenology. Figure out what the hell went wrong with my head.
What's the best advice you might be able to need for any babies who are listening out there? And of course, PMPNetwork.com is loaded with baby listeners.
Don't stop pooping. Seriously, they'll clean it up for you.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, Stewie, and good luck this year.
No problem. I like you. When the world is mine, your death shall be quick and painless. Maybe I won't kill you at all. We'll play it by ear.
Really?
Not really. That was just showbiz talk.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks very much for being with us, and it was a pleasure to talk to you, Stewie. As if having Stewie on, Stewie Griffin is enough. We actually have Peter Griffin on as well from The Family Guy here at PMP Network, and I am excited about that. You know, The Family Guy was off the air for a few years, and then all of a sudden it came back again. And I guess if you have a chance to watch it, you got to check it out if you haven't seen Family Guy. But it's been off the air for almost 3 years. And Peter, did you ever think that the show would actually come back again?
Well, I don't really think in terms of would. I think in terms of could or should. And sometimes I think in terms of how tall is Lee Majors? Probably about 6'1", I would say. But I bet they usually shoot him from low angles, so he looks even taller. Yeah. I like his sideburns. I've forgotten the question now, but I assume we can move on.
Yeah, we'll definitely move on. What can you tell us about the season premiere this year of The Family Guy?
I got 7 words for you. Peter, there's a hooker on the bed. Eh? Are you hooked or what? Yeah, you're hooked.
What is it like working with Stewie? I mean, we just had him on the show. Is it strange to have a matricidal talking baby in the home? I would assume it must be a little different.
Hey, Stewie is a pro, a real actor's actor, you know? Sure, he pulls butt pants, but so does Daniel Day-Lewis.
Anything special you're looking forward to this season? I know I'm looking forward to a lot of things, but what's on your mind? What are you looking forward to this year?
Well, I find out that I'm legally retarded, I sell Megan to slavery, and I start my own religion based on the teachings of Arthur Fonzarelli.
Hey, you can't go bad with Arthur Fonzarelli. I love Happy Days. Any guest stars that you're looking forward to working with this year on The Family Guy?
Yeah, the lovely and talented Drew Barrymore stops by. She was in Charlie's Angels, The Wedding Singer, and a little movie called E.T. Although if you wanted to do it back then, you're a sicko.
Choose. You had to choose between beer and television. Which would you pick?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with beer. Because if you drink enough, your fish tank starts to look like a TV. And your wife starts to look like the Catherine Zeta-Jones. Who, by the way, has gorgeous calves.
Now, Peter, last season you tried your hand at the medieval jousting. Any new career moves on the horizon for this particular season of Family Guy?
Well, I try my hand at sumo wrestling. The fellas and I form a band, Fat, Horny, Black, and Joe. And I get my dream job, Sandy Duncan's Glass Eye.
Now, that sounds like a great career move. What advice can you offer any other Family Guy that just might be out there listening? We have a lot of them listening right now.
Try peeing sitting down. It's relaxing, and it doesn't make you a lady. Just a guy who likes to relax.
Well, this was a real blast, Peter. Good luck and cheer, and thanks for talking to us here at PNP Network.
Thank you. I love radio interviews, because you can do them while you're on the can. Thank you.